This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Barron County dairy farmer is leading the charge to celebrate Dairy Month this June in Kentucky, with the celebration this year looking somewhat different. Kentucky Dairy Development Council Director H.H. Barlow says there are always special activities scheduled that could not happen this year.
We've always had many, many activities planned to celebrate the dairy farm in the state. We usually have a Lexington Legends night and a Bowling Green Hot Rods night. You know, they give us a special day and give us discounted tickets, and we have ice cream giveaways and milk cow fans.
Barlow says there are still a large number of dairies that are producing milk in Kentucky.
Last year, we have 450 approximately dairies operating in the state. Approximately half of those are the Amish and Mennonite communities. They do an outstanding job. That's centered mainly in the western part of the state, but we probably got 50, some in the Lincoln County area and some up in the Flemingsburg area.
He has dairies across the Bluegrass vary in size.
We've got dairies that range from nearly 3,000 cows down, you know, to just a handful, or, you know, maybe even 20 or so. So it's a wide variance of numbers of cows and how much production we produce. We've got approximately 50,000 cows, milk cows, on the line, milk cows, you know, producing milk in the state.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.